Welcome to The Complete Musician, creativity at its core, exploring innovative musical ideas, thoughts, and techniques for the modern musician in today's society, with your hosts, James Nagus and Drew Phillips.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Complete Musician Podcast. I'm Drew.
And I'm James.
And we are right at the beginning of the semester, and we've been about a week, 2 weeks in, maybe more for some of us. And this episode, I am going to call our hot takes episode.
Ooh, okay.
Because there are things that I think we all think, and sometimes we don't say. That could be, we're not going to be mean.
Like,
we're
making not gossiping me nervous
here. No. We're not being mean or anything. It's like things that you want to say to your students or need them to understand that people just don't put into words. And they're hot takes. They're like your own opinion, but maybe is rooted in some kind of fact or truth because, you know, we form our opinions for a reason.
Yes, right. We do. And oftentimes we get angry at things that are supposed to be tacit and understood, but never actually said. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Kind of.
How can we be mad at something if we never set the expectation? So here we are setting the expectation?
Sort of. Yeah. So this is just, we're going to bounce back and forth with hot takes, I've decided today. That's what we're going to do.
How this much is comedic unplanned. Relief do we need in this episode?
There are going to be some funny things because it's not going to all be serious. And like I said, we're not being mean. It's not like I hate this instrument and the end. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like that. It's just some things that I think will maybe help students out, our students out, if they are going through something based on how the semester has formed so far. Is what I mean.
Got it.
We'll bounce back and forth between each one. I'll take the first one. We'll start with a little bit. We'll start light and then maybe get heavy on this. But okay, hot take number one.
Good.
I want you to insert a sound effect here of like igniting something, like a flame or like a fire. Like I want to hear that. Okay. So something silly of your choosing.
By the way, just so you know, we do have a sponsor for this episode.
Oh,
it's there. Yeah, they're going to be later in the episode, too. So
okay.
It's one of our old sponsors. It's back.
OK, cool. Well, they can add the igniting sound then. But anyway,
correct.
Hot take number one. You don't need to have a composition degree or to have written a ton of music for people to like the music that you produce.
That's correct.
So I teach arranging, right? And I have some really talented students in there that have great musical ideas that they have written down, but they're scared to put it out there because they're I don't have accolades. I don't have a degree and no one will care what I write. Wrong. Everyone, if it's a good sound and a good music that people can and like to play, you should ask people to play it.
Right. Yeah. And also, don't expect it to be a masterpiece.
No. But it could be. What if it was?
It could be. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. You've never written a clunker. I've never written anything that has gone straight into the trash can. Hold on.
These are true facts that I...
I will say this, though.
I've written a lot of garbage. And that's okay, because there's been stuff that's not good. Yeah.
But the hard part is that when we write something, especially when we're new at it, it's like we're pouring our whole soul into it. And so to have anything criticized, it can hurt. So once we get past that, then that really helps.
Yeah. I just want everyone listening to know that if you want to write music.
Do it.
It doesn't matter if you think you're good at it or not. That doesn't matter. Write music, put it in front of people. You'll get better at it as you put it in front of people, more people, and start doing it more. Yeah, experience helps, but you don't need a degree or you don't need tons of accolades to write good music that people enjoy.
Right.
That is my hot take number one.
Okay. Well, you're putting me on the spot, but I got a hot take number two.
I'm ready.
It's okay to have a bad day, and that does not define you.
You're preaching.
Whether that's an ensemble audition, or a lesson or an exam. It does not define you. Focus on your consistency and what you're capable of. That defines you on your best day, not on your worst day. And even if it's probably not your worst day.
No. No, your worst day could be a lot worse.
Oh, it could be really bad. I mean, you could fall down the stairs and land on your horn.
You could fall, exactly. You could fall between the couch and the window of my home. Uh-oh. Like my two-year-old did last night. That be a bad day.
Actually, that sounds kind of fun. It's like a fort. You can go hide back there.
I
you know what? Some days after a long day, I kind of want to just fall between the crack between my couch and my window and just live there.
I'm not sure my daughter would agree with you, and I will tell you that story later. It was fairly traumatic, but she's okay. But it was a sadness. But either way, yes, I love that. Your value as a musician or as a person is not dependent or based on your bad day or a bad thing that may happen with your playing, because we all have those things.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's okay.
It is. It'll be okay.
You will most likely wake up tomorrow and no one will know or care.
Well,
you have to put
ominous.
A disclaimer on these things. Sorry. Like you have to say that.
You will most likely wake up. I mean, you're not wrong, but.
Right? Hey, it's a hot take. You may... Okay. Sorry. True. That was dark. Okay. We're not going to go that direction. Here's here's my next hot take. This is a really hot take. The ensemble that you play in school will not define your future success.
See hot take number two.
Just because you are not playing principal in your school's orchestra or top wind band, or you weren't selected for the, you know, brass quintet or woodwind quintet or whatever, or honors horn choir or whatever you have, that does not mean you will not have a successful playing career. And it's okay to be upset about it if you didn't do your best because of your own fault. It's okay to be upset. Sure. Like if you didn't, you know, you didn't do the work. If you did your best and you just had a bad playing day or a bad audition, like you were saying, the ensemble you're playing in and the chair that you are does not matter. At all. Actually, I would go so far as to say that chairs and ensembles really don't matter at all.
Right.
But I think that's easier to see on this side, because I remember wanting so badly to be in the top ensemble and be the top chair and the best player and known for all of that in school. I remember caring a lot, and now I really don't.
Right.
Like, okay. I really don't.
Well, how we measure ourselves changes based off of so many factors.
Yeah.
And you're right. It is easy from our perspective to tell someone in any situation, well, your job is to be your best and to have people rise to you and your expectations. And you set the bar if you feel like you're... But then that's saying that you're better than everyone else. And that's not a good mentality to be in either. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also just a skill. Like, so many things in life are team projects. Yeah. And so you could try to be the best, or you could try to do as little as possible, or you could just say, you know what, I'm going to contribute exactly what I need to in this situation and then just go on to the next thing.
I think at this point, because maybe you've had this too, have you had a student who, you know, they do their, I'm thinking specifically of ensemble auditions because that's what kind of drove this hot tip. Is that students come and they're upset about, I didn't make this group, or this didn't happen for me, and they're very upset about it. I don't care. Like, I'm sympathetic in that I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. But like, at this point, I'm like, your ensemble is a very separate skill, like you were saying, of playing. Your practice is also very different. And so what do I care about? I care about your practice time. And I care about you getting better, because I can name a host of people who have amazingly successful careers at the top of our field that never played principal in a school ensemble ever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And guess what?
Absolutely.
They were totally okay with it because they had other goals. And they knew, oh, school ensemble is not going to dictate how I'm going to win an audition, which they eventually did. So anyway, if you are, this is for those students, if you are in a situation playing wise that you are not happy in, that's okay. You can get better and you can still be an amazing player and accomplish all your dreams without playing principal in your wind band.
Right. It's okay. Just always think about how much do you want it? Because at the end of the day, the people who are successful are the ones who can't do anything else. Not that they can't. They can't imagine themselves doing anything else, so they have to do it. So they stay in the game.
Yeah.
And they just compare themselves to themselves. And I guess if it helps too, you could also think about like, sure, you know, auditioning is a skill, just like public speaking is a skill. So you just, the whole point is to get better at it, not to be perfect at it.
Yeah.
That's why you're here. If you were good enough to win a job, then go win a job.
Go win a job. Please don't study with me. Teach me how to win a job. Like, right. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Anyway, that was the end of that one.
Yeah. Okay. It's time for another hot take from me. Oof. That again, putting on the spot here.
Do you want me to say one hot take?
Oh, go well, ahead. No, I mean, I think I have some hot takes in recent lectures that I give, but I think they're kind of similar to some things that we talked about last time, which is essentially hot take. Social media is bad, but you know, we already kind of covered that, the whole aspect that social media is a show and tell. And, I don't know. I don't really want to get into a discussion of like practice accounts right now, because I think those can be positive and negative things. Just be smart about it. Know what your motivations are, your goals are, and what your need for validation is.
I really like that point. What validation do you need?
We all need validation. And that's a good thing, and that's fine, that's human.
What are you doing to get that? What are you presenting about yourself that you need that?
And in some ways, why do you need that?
Oof.
That's pretty deep, though. But that's hot take.
That's a hot take, and I very much agree with it.
I mean, look, we all need validation in things and sometimes, and it's just, in many ways, it's making sure that you're on the right track. And that's our job, too.
Exactly.
So if you trust us, we will give you the validation that you need to keep working.
There you go. You get validation through Colton Pictures.
It was National Dog Day.
It was a cute picture of Colton. I enjoy seeing Colton every time. They bring me joy.
That's hot take number five. Colton Pictures bring joy.
That's not a hot take. That's a fact. Okay, here's a funny hot take to lighten it up a little bit. Ravel is overrated in everything.
Oh, all right. The gloves are off.
That is a huge like rant that I go on in my arranging class, but Ravel is overrated. I'm sorry. His music, his orchestrations, his arranging, it overrated. He can't even arrange his own music. I'm tired of it. Wrong? I'm ridiculously right. Oh,
are we talking simply as an arranger or as a composer of melodic and harmonic ideas?
As an orchestrator, definitely. Ridiculously overrated. Don't agree.
That's okay. I think there's elements that I do agree with 100%. I mean, everyone likes, of course, to go to Bolero and, you know, oh, it's a bad piece of music. It was an exercise. It's like, okay, I mean,
I'm not even thinking about Bolero. I'm thinking about so many of his orchestrations, even of his
like
own
Tombow
work. No, like his, there's the Pictures debacle, which
Pictures, I actually just don't even like that piece of music. That's my hot take, is I do not like Pictures at an exhibition.
You just said the gloves are off, and you said a way worse thing than I did.
But I'm a horn player. It hurts to play.
It's unidiomatic for everyone. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah, especially that pick solo in that arrangement of it. The other orchestration takes that out of the pick, and it's like, yes, thank you.
Everyone that I've said that to is like, oh, it's the arrangement that everyone does. And I'm like, you know there's another one, right? A better one that doesn't have the horn screaming and doesn't have them do stupid things that they never should. Oh, is there? We'll go look. Anyway. Okay, anyway, I think Ravel's overrated. Okay, here's another...
Well, actually, before we go into that, I think we're going to take a quick break just to cool the room.
It's, I know, it's hot in here.
Oof. And by our sponsor this week. So, here it is.
Is your mouth flabby and droopy?
Is your embouchure more of a bombouchure?
Is your free buzz a total buzzkill?
Well, we have the gym for you.
Planet Fit Lips. We lift heavy instruments.
Our trainers are some of the best athletes in the world, with degrees from South Carolina, Virginia, Bam, Louisiana, Agricultural and Technological Institute, full sail over the Grand Canyons of Phoenix University, Northeastern Southern State Community Baptist College Academy of the Fine Arts and Sciences, and Van Dyke Brown University. We offer classes in
interval training. You could do better than that. Yeah! Wind sprints. Crunches. Pull downs.
Work out your glutes and your tubes.
Get your chops back into great shape.
And don't forget to visit Ein Hildenberger across the street to refuel with the best gyro you've ever had.
Planet Fit Lips. We lift heavy instruments.
Planet Fit Lips is not a real gym, although Jim is a real name, but he is not affiliated with this gym because he is not a gym and it is not a real gym. And even if it was, it would not be affiliated with anyone or anything ever and does not exist and is not an official sponsor of the Complete Musician Podcast.
That was an awesome sponsor that I'm so glad everyone knows about now.
Yes, and we are just rolling in the dough because of how much money they've given to our podcast.
Absolutely. We are so grateful for their sponsorship. Thank you. Please send t-shirts. Okay, next hot take that I want to get on board with. This might be a real hot take. When you're rehearsing with a pianist, it's okay to tell them that they're doing something wrong.
Sure.
You do not have to feel like you are subservient to a pianist. Like, if they're not playing musically to support you and they don't know their part when they come to rehearsal with you, since you're, you know, most of the time paying them, unless it's like an accompanist, like through the school provided, you're still paying in time. So make sure that they're doing their job. And if they're not, please tell them to do their job. And if you don't like how they're doing their job, tell them how you want them to do their job, which is to put as much musical thought into it that you are doing. Please.
Boom. Now, I will say an add up is to, or add on to that is you can preface that by helping the pianist by putting in all of your tempi and rubato.
That's
so that they know what your expectations are.
That's true.
And there's ways to deal with people in nice ways. Like, I think we should try it this way. I would like to do it this way.
Yeah, don't
There's
be rude.
Diplomatic ways.
Yeah, don't be a jerk. That's like a main tenet of being in the Kormoda Horn Duo is don't be a jerk.
Correct.
It's okay to want them to put as much care into it as you do. That's okay. I feel like that happens sometimes with students is that they feel, I see that in performances a lot actually, is that they're hindered by pianists. So maybe my hot take is for pianists, which is please care about the music. As much as your soloists do if you are accompanying them, because it's much more fun to make chamber music than it is to play soloist accompaniment. Please care, because we care, and especially if we're choosing to work with you voluntarily, then we really care, and we would like to make good music too. So anyway, that's my hot take. Maybe it's for a pianist, but...
Well, I got a hot take based off of your hot take. Ooh. This is a meta hot take, and that is if you're working with an actual... like, say, seasoned veteran pianist.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, like, one of the school's staff pianists, they may have a better idea than you do. And so sometimes, like, you need to resign to the fact that they've been in the game longer and what they suggest might actually work better. And so be flexible and always be willing to try something. Same kind of thing, like, if you're in a master class and a master class giver asks you to try something, like, just do it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't agree, don't say no. so-and-so did it this way, and so I'm not... So just do it, and then, you know, figure it out later, if you like it or not.
Have you ever actually been in a masterclass? I never have, that someone said to this person, like, try something this way, and they literally went, no.
I don't think I've ever been one where someone flat out denied it, but I think I've witnessed... It more happens in lessons where someone will counter, oh, well, so-and-so who I studied with before had me do it this way. It's like an excuse of why they played it a certain way.
Yeah. Like, oh, I've encountered that too in lessons.
Yeah, great, that's not what I asked. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, at lessons I've seen that. But I don't even know what I do. I was in a master class.
Well, I just can't help you then.
I think I'd sit there and just stare. Especially when you are giving the master class, and then next, right. Ooh, no one can see me right now, but I just like widen my eyes as much as I can.
Right.
I tried to look like that SpongeBob episode where he's like, you know, like he's without water. He's in Sandy's thing, and he's like, like that's what I think I would do. Can I get you anything? Yeah, that's a great one. Other hot takes. That I'm thinking about.
This is really turning into a venting episode, but that's okay. That's important because, like you said, it's the things that we're thinking about.
Right?
So let's externalize it.
Yeah.
This is group therapy for everyone.
Yeah, I think these are things that, like, if someone actually said them to you, like in a mean way, then it'd be like hurting your feelings. But it's also like things that need to be said. Kind of
correct
thing. So but it's not towards a specific person. Here's another hot take. If
hold on, hot take, it is towards a specific person, but
actually this one is not. This is just generally what I see.
Okay,
actually this is a complaint I have about soloists in general. If you are playing a recital with piano and you choose to sweep your hand over to acknowledge the accompanist, please extend your hand fully and your arm fully so that you don't look like you're trying to serve a platter of spaghetti to them. Like, I mean, no one can see me, but...
you might drop that spaghetti all over the floor.
It's so funny to me when a student, like... You know what? I say student. I've seen other people do this with piano, where they're like, acknowledge the pianist, and they go, yeah.
It's like those big statues at pizzerias of the guy, you know, with the toque, and he just has his arm out. You're like, what is he doing?
Exactly. That's so. If you're going to do that,
pizza pie.
If you're going to acknowledge your accompanist, and you can acknowledge your accompanist with a head nod, that's also fine. I've you know, and smile at them and acknowledge them because they're supposed to stand up and bow to you after you give a performance. If you're going to make the grandiose gesture of sweeping your hand out, please sweep it out and make sure it looks natural. It might need to be something you practice in the mirror. Otherwise, it looks like you're going, meh. And it looks so weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know from an audience perspective, that's the sound that I imagine you making when you do that.
True. Can I do a follow-up hot take?
Of course.
And that is, after you play, that is not the time to suddenly recatalog the order of your music on stage. While everyone's clapping and we're just like losing patience with you. Just leave it or just grab it all and go.
I will say just grab it all and go. Just leave it. I still haven't figured out in our recitals, like, when do we move after they're done, because we don't leave the stage between our pieces, so I haven't exactly figured out how we do that yet. It just kind of works.
We just need to train the audience with hand signals, and so we play a piece, and then we show a one, and they stop clapping.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And then two, they clap.
That's a good one.
If we can tell an audience member when to clap, that's ideal, because, you know, especially if our jokes don't work.
Yeah, they always work. We need an applause sign. Or in my daughter's kinder music class, they have a specific hand motion for stop. So we'll just, it's like a chopping in the middle of your hand. So that's what we need to teach them, is like, and stop.
Right.
Like, that's what they have to do at the end of their songs. And then all the little babies learn how to do it. It's so cute. When they go, hey, stop. So my daughter does that all the time. After we sing a song, when we're ending, she goes, "Hey, stop." And so we just need to do that because I'm never exactly sure when to move.
Actually, we should just tell the audience what to expect. The fact that we're going to stay on stage. So we appreciate applause, but don't overdo it.
Don't overdo it. Limit it to 15 seconds.
One big slap. That's it.
That's it. Just one. Just oh, very, yeah, yeah, very jazz club. Mm,
yeah, that's right.
I like that. Let's see. Other
Any
hot
more hot takes?
I have a hot take for trumpet players.
Okay.
My hot take for trumpet players is when you oil your valve, drench the darn thing.
Mm, yeah.
And do it not in the valve casing. Drench it outside. And then when you put it back in, don't just spin it once. Go up and down, spin it, move it around, and then lock it into place. I have so
it's
many
like a bop it.
I have so many students who just, right, who just like, they put in 3 drops of valve oil and they're like, it's fine. I'm like, okay, yeah, well, it'll keep sticking, but no, you know, whatever. Horn doesn't really work like that, but you know, with the trumpets, if you have valves, if you're playing mellophone and you're a marching band,
piston valves, yeah,
drench the thing, drench with valve oil, please.
Those are some good hot tips. I don't know if
yeah, it wasn't
I have
mean
any other hot tips,
right? That wasn't
mostly
mean.
No,
no, that was like, it was honest. I mean,
yeah.
And mostly based in fact, because Ravel is overrated. So it's, you know.
I feel that, that just comes from a really personal place.
I think I'm just really tired of hearing pictures at an exhibition. And I'm also tired of hearing his Minuet Antique for orchestra.
Okay.
I'm so just tired of hearing that orchestration. And I just, it's just not idiomatic. There's no, I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of bias against it. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to have that bias.
Well, you know what we could do too is for those that are listening, you can submit ideas of things that you think you want us to debate or you think that are hot takes and like this or this, or what do you think of this?
We'll
do another hot take episode. Well, maybe we'll just call it a grievances.
grievances of the audience, like grievances of the community.
That's right. It wouldn't be us. It would be you.
I would love to hear everyone else's hot takes. And we could even
keep
them anonymous.
Yeah, we're just the mouthpiece of that, you know?
Yeah, we'll keep them anonymous. We won't say who said it.
We'll just replace the first and letter of your first and last name, and that'll be enough jumbling.
We'll say your name in pig Latin, and we'll see if anyone can figure it out. Yeah, this was fun. Yeah, I'm at the moment out of hot takes. But yeah, I'd love to do more of these episodes. They're fun.
Well,
and I'd love to hear the
reignite
community.
The topic.
Oh, sounds good. Okay, and we've also gone a little long, but that's all right.
Well, that sounds like that's going to do it for another episode. And as always, we appreciate you listening, following along, and you know where to reach us. I'm not even going to say, because if you're listening, you know.
Well, it's like, have you ever seen that show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
A little bit. Yeah.
There's that one episode that like they're trying to become a really popular bar, and one of the bars in town doesn't have a sign. And I think actually one of the suggestions was like, you should take your sign down so no one knows where to find you, and that makes you a really cool bar. So for us, no one knows where to find us. That makes us really cool.
That's edgy.
But you do know where to find us, so it's really not applicable. We do have an event coming up.
We do.
We're going to play a recital.
September 15th.
And we actually lied about it last time because I did say that there were not going to be, or all the pieces were going to be not just horn. But that actually turned out to be a lie.
Well, you never know.
Oh, that's true. But, I'll just break it. I was going to do a piece on flugel.
True.
But here's another thing for everyone. This isn't even a hot take.
You can't bring a flugel across state lines. That's a crime.
That's exactly what it is. And especially over 2 states, I really can't do it.
Right.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I have to cross into South Carolina to get to you. So
probably.
So that's 3 states away, and I really can't do that. Playing flugel and horn, switching is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And so if I have any chance of playing well on that recital, then I will not play Flugel. Sorry. I'm sorry if everyone's looking forward to me playing Flugel. The piece is cool. I just, it's really tiring.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun recital either way. And it'll be live streamed, so please tune in. There's no live chat feature, but send us all your complaints afterwards.
There you go. Your grievances with us. And it's on September the
15th.
Yeah, and it's at, Monday. Is it 7:30?
7:30, Eastern. Cool.
Eastern time, yes. Please do Eastern time. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. So thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be back with you soon.